तो भी चले सवई पुंसान परो धर्मो जतो भक्ति रे अहुच जयात्मा प्रतिहता अप्रतिहता जयात्मा संप्रसिद्ध। There are two kinds of dharm, religion. One is in India, varnashram dharm, external. And second is internal. And that is the service to Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, by any of human body, by their soul. So he is telling, Savai Punsa, certainly, indeed, the transcendental religion is to serve the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna, Brajendanandan, Shyam Sundara, Radha Kan, Gopi Kan, He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho, Jagatpati, Gopesa, Gopika Kanta, Aradha Kanta, Masna. So Radha Kanta is final. Krishna is not Supreme Personality of Godhead if he is not the son of Yashoda. So he is telling that. To serve Krishna, how to serve? Ahetuki, Abhyavahita. Ahetuki means?
Causeless.
Causeless. You know, if you are drinking water, it gives you life. But if you jump in ocean, middle of the ocean, then what that water, that very water, what he will do?
Take your life.
Oh, you can use fire in cooking and so many things, and then you can serve your life. But the same fire, if you are going and giving your hands and body, it will at once finish in a moment. So, similarly, Atma is, soul is part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if anyone in serving him, causeless, without any cause, condition. Worldly,
without any condition.
Condition. And secondly, it should be continue.
Unbroken.
Like, Tailudharavat, Abhichannagati. What will be the English?
Without cessation and stopping.
What more?
Like a flow of oil. Yeah. A stream of oil is flowing.
Like madhu, honey.
Unbroken.
Day and night.
Uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted flow of service of Atma to Krishna. You can think and compare. Or bhakti is like that or not. Gopis and prajavasis, bhakti. Uninterrupted flow of bhakti is there. We are now sadhak like, but not complete sadhak. There are so many desires, and that is why we marry. Why? If we have no sense gratifications, then why we marry? To be happy. Why you are not happy? In serving Krishna. Oh, we may say that. Oh, to maintain our life, we do so. We do so many businesses, so many things, and we marry. We be beautiful husband and wife. But this is not correct. This is not. If you have full belief in Krishna and serving him by or uninterrupted flow, then only the desire will be there that I should serve Krishna and make him happy. Whatever we do, we should do to please Krishna. To please Krishna, his associates, Guru, Vaishnava. This is bhakti, real bhakti. But we are somewhat, what? We are deviated. Our goal is this. No harm you are married, no harm. But now you should not again marry. Divorce and everything. Both you should serve Krishna, like Indian Grihastha. And make your children devotees. And gradually you should give up all your desires, worldly desires. Then you can please Krishna. How? You know, Raghunath Das Goswami. His father and mother gave him a very beautiful girl. She was unparalleled beautiful in whole India at that time. He was like Urvashi. He was like very beautiful. Very loving. But Raghunath Das Goswami never looked after her like this. Never. His mother told that you should keep this and bind in iron chains. But his father told, oh, to Om Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this
has bestowed his merciful glance.
Anyone cannot bind him. Or he, the beauty and love of his wife
could not bind him.
If the love and affection of his mother could not bind him, how can a lifeless iron chain can bind him? So bhakti is like this. You know Sukhdev Goswami, who is telling this Harikatha, he was burned and at once left home. And his father Vyasdeva, my dear son. And he was following him. He never replied anything, Sukhdev Goswami. But his representative, all the trees of the
echoes of forest.
Echoes come. Who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Who is daughter? Who is wife? Who is husband? Krishna is father, Krishna is mother, Krishna is everything. He is beloved. Except Krishna, all are like jiva. So he is telling here, samai punsang paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokkaje ahetu kabhyabhita ja bhakti purusha. You should know, this is high class of bhakti. This is love. If a fraction of love, even a particle of love that is called bhav, even it comes, there are so many symptoms. Even look after anything. Always chanting, remembering. Weeping sometimes. Like, evam bratasva priyanam akritya jatanurago jita chitta uchai hasatta thoro gati rauti gayat numadyati loko. He never sees what they are telling. He will roll down on the street. Oh Krishna, dear Krishna. Oh my beloved Krishna. Always weeping. Sometimes laughing. He will see that Krishna is playing with Madhumangal. And so many things are there and he becomes. And when Krishna disappears, then weeping loudly. Oh Krishna, very. So you should try to be like this. Then your all kinds of sufferings and sorrows, birth and death, will go away. And you will be a very high class of devotee. But we think that, we are very intelligent. We should do this and that of this world. And we will do in old days. But it is very. We should be like, you should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. You should try to follow Rupa Goswami. You should try to follow Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj also. But he came in his old days. not always, but age of 50. And we should try to come from 5 years age and realize all these things. He is telling also, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janat Asu Vairagyam Jnanancha Jadvahayapikam. If he was serving Vasudeva, who is Vasudeva? Who is Vasudeva? Oh, the master for all souls. Vasudeva. Chitradhishthatri Devata.
Presiding deity of the consciousness of all living entities.
His Vasudeva. If anyone doing bhakti yoga like this, Janet Asu Vairagya, at once renounce will come.
Detachment
of worldly things. At once come. And also, all kinds of tattva gyan will come. Bhakti will not come alone. But virag, this renounce,
detachment
of world, not worldly any desire, all desires will go, vanish. It will be cleared. And also, all kinds of tattva gyan, who is Krishna? Who am soul this? What is Maya? What is this? All kinds of tattva gyan will come automatically. There will be no any parishram nahi rahega.
Without any effort.
Without easily. And then, dharma sunishchita punsan visvakshayin katha suja. Not padya yadityadatin samayiv. If you are doing bhakti yoga to Krishna, but you have no taste in hearing Hari Katha, then everything is like zero. If you are chanting, remembering, but not, no so many taste is in hearing, then what will be? After some time, oh, you will give up chanting. You will give up services, all services to all Vaishnavas. But if there is some taste in, greed in hearing Harikatha, then, or taste in Harinam will come, taste in the service of Gurudev will come, taste in all kinds of Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsham, Satkham, Atmanivedam. A moment of association hearing Harikatha will change your whole life. Like Narada Goswami made bear hunter in a moment shaker. Like Haridas Thakur made a prostitute, a high class of devotee in 3 days hearing. So just to try to be follow all these things. So dharma swarsin swanishchitang visvakshayin katha. If you have no grief, you have no taste in hearing Harikatha, then you are so weak. You can give up all these things in a moment. So, you should have taste in hearing. And if taste in hearing coming, then everything is okay. Then if you are not doing chanting even sometime, someday, and you are serving, you are hearing, like Parikshit Maharaj, what he did in 7 days? He never practiced anything, hearing 7 days. Without eating, without drinking water, without anything doing. Consulting his mind in hearing. And he became what? What he became? The highest thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. The goal of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? The service of Krishna. But it is secondary.
Service of divine couple, being Radha's.
It is also not perfect. Oh, serving Srimati Radhika in the mode of Rupa Goswami, this is highest. And hearing this, he has a mood of that Sukadev Goswami has told, Asamaho Charanarin Yusamaham. I want to touch the lotus dust of gopis feet. Bande nanda brijay strinam Padrenum Abhiksnasa. I want to do pranam, the lotus dust of the lotus feet of gopis. Why? Why not to Krishna? In Bhagavatam, we cannot see like this. Only Brahma Shankar, they can pray Krishna like this. Ja Brahma Varunendram Rudra Marutas Tonvanti Dibyastavai Dayak this. They can
say.
But not like this. So you are so fortunate that you have come and hearing in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. You are hearing all these things. Srimad Bhagavat was there, but not so vivid and so rasapurna. No explanation was there. It came from Sarup Damodara Ramana Dharu Goswami, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should try to realize all these things and hear very patiently. 8 days give me. In morning also you should come and hear. In evening, especially I will speak all these things.
Badanti tattva vidas tattam yajgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagwan iti shakti.
This slok is very high class. This slok is Srimad Bhagavat actually. And everything is only explanation. So we will try to give some essence of all these things. Now he is telling, Tasma ekena manasa Bhagavan Sashvatam Pati Sutabhya Kirtitabhyascha Dheyascha Pujyasa Nityada. So, you should know that Krishna, Brajendanandan, Shyam Sundar, Radha Kunda, Radha Govinda Gopinath Madanva, His Supreme Personality of Godhead. Other Krishna, Dwarkadish, Mathura, Krishna, Ramachandra and all other, what? Somewhere ansa, somewhat ansa of ansa.
Somewhere kala.
Kala and like this. Krishnastu Bhagavan Shyam. You should know. God, Khoda, Allah, all are like Anshakala, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what? Oh, combination of His whole power, that is Radhika and Krishna Himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than even Krishna and Radhika. Combined mercy. And He has come only to give, sprinkle His mercy. Krishna has not come to sprinkle mercy. He came to relish. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not to relish so much. Relish, also, but
distribute.
Also to preach Rag Marga. He was so karun, rasik and karun. Rasik means?
Oh, expert in tasting the mellows of love and affection.
And karun?
So compassionate.
So compassionate. And that is why he came and he went to door to door and called us, oh, all souls, you are my sons. Come on and follow me. So you should try to follow him. So only Krishna should be remembered and we should do kirtan for him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. And we should do archan of Krishna. Nine things. Samanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padashivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakhyam, but more than this, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat snaman, mathurabhas, srimurti satan. Always the initiation, association of a rasik Vaishnava. Your asha should be smitta asha. What meaning?
It means that you should associate with those who are established in the same mood that you desire to attain.
Yes.
And they should be very affectionate to you and more advanced than you also.
Like Raghunath Das Goswami associated with
Swarup Damodar.
Swarup Damodar.
Why? Swarup Damodar was Lalita. And he?
Rati Manjari.
He became Rati Manjari in his association. So we should try to, we are whole like a family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. Anywhere in our family, If any is elevated Vaishnava, we should try to associate. We are of this party, we are of this party, we should not come, we should not associate. This is quite wrong. We should help each other in one family. So our family is one. So we are in one family. We should try. I want to help all others. Nast. Nast prayesu abhadram. Srinvatam shakata krishna punya shavana kirtana hirdyam tasto yabhadrani vihitno suhitasana. Srinvatam shakata. Krishna is so merciful that in the shape of Harikatha, his past times, he enters in our heart through ears without inviting him. Himself he comes and clears our heart like a bosom friend. And he gives milk of devotion. So he is telling that Krishna, by hearing Harikatha, he comes. That is why in nine limbs of bhakti, first is Shramana. And I think that last is also Shramana. It will give you Atmaniveda. So Shramana is very essential for all. We should hear with two ears, with very internal hours. So by hearing, Krishna will enter in our heart and he will clear all these bad things. But nasta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya. You should serve two kinds of bhagavatam. First bhagavatam, spoken by Sukhdev Goswami and Vyasadeva. And second bhagavat, realized soul, who are fallen Srimad Bhagavatam. And they are also like Bhagavat. So, Jaha Pado Bhagavat Vaishnava Sthane. You should go there and study Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, yourself you cannot do. Then all kinds of Rajas Tamo Bhava will go. All kinds of ignorance will go. Worldly desire will go. Sense gratification will go. And then your mind and heart will be free of all. No problem will be there. There is no problem for Sukhdev Goswami anywhere. No problem. He does not want any cloth to hide anything. Not air, water, anything of this world. Always drinking the
nectar.
Nectar of Krishna, Lila Katha, always. No problem. So try to be like this. Vidyate hridayaganti chindyante sarvasamsaya chiyante chasya karmani drishte vatme ishvara. Then all kinds of knots of hridaya. What are knots? Oh, he is mine. Oh, wife is mine. Son is mine. All these things knots. Or from various births, from beginning, so many knots are there. So all will go away. All kinds of doubt will go away. We have now so many doubts. Whether we should give up our father, mother, wife or not. Oh, how we can give up? Who will support them, my little children, so we'll see. Oh, after 50, I may give up. But how I can? So should I give up
or
not? Struggling so much. So many doubts. Krishna will look after us or not? Why is not looking after? Does he know all our problems? And if he knowing, then why not solve it? So many doubts. I have a concept. But why Krishna is not
removing this?
So many doubts come. So,
It will all go away and you will so see Krishna there. Everything. You will see your soul also. And then you will be engaged in the service of, eternal service of Krishna, and you will be happy for it. Go, Brahma. My request is that for 7 days, you should give up your all kinds of desirements and worldly things. And you should try to listen and try to follow. And you will be happy. Don't make any
excuse.
No. Any kinds of bahu arambha.
Don't so much.
No. You should try to do only bhajan. Hear and follow.
Don't waste your time in anything else.
Following our footsteps of our Guru Bhargava. And be happy. Go, Brahman.